The readings in the Gospel for the Sunday have a distinct catechetical tone to them. Water, which is the potent symbol from both the first reading and the Gospel, water is an important symbol both for our Lenten journey, because of its absence, and where we're heading during Lent, which is Easter. We begin Lent in the desert on that first Sunday with Jesus, a place that is devoid and absent of water. And as we progress through Lent, the direness and absence of water becomes all the more apparent, especially when we reach the end of Lent and begin Holy Thursday and empty the water fonts of the church of holy water. The water is gone. And then the first time that they are filled again is at the Easter vigil with the water that is blessed with the Paschal candle, the water that those who enter into baptism at Easter plunge into to receive new life. So water is a very important symbol during Lent and Easter time. The water in which the woman is longing for is temporal water. It's earthly water. It's the water we drink from our taps in the sink. It satisfies and slakes our thirst for a while, but we're thirsty again later. The same is true of the food that the disciples go to purchase and get. It's food that fills us for a meal or for a day, and then the next day we're hungry and we need it again. But the water that Jesus gives us and the food that he gives us feeds us forever. It's eternal food. It's food that slakes our deepest longings and desires. As human beings, we thirst and hunger for all sorts of things, good and bad. We all know these things. It's the bad things we sometimes search for or thirst for, or drugs or alcohol or gambling or sexual addiction. And even the good things we search for and thirst for, love and affection and belonging and community and peace and justice, even these we only can seem to hold on to for a little while before they escape our grasp again. And again, we are hungering and thirsting for them. But it's the kingdom of God and Jesus himself who brings these eternal realities to us and makes them possible, who opens to us the gates of heaven and life in him. If we meditate on what we are coming to celebrate at the Triduum, this water that Jesus feeds us with becomes an even more potent reality on the cross, when his side is pierced and from out of it flows blood and water, the life-giving sacraments of the church, the water of life, and the blood, the chalice of salvation. When we come to Easter, and as we prepare ourselves during Lent, we're also praying and walking and journeying with our catechumens and our candidates who are preparing to receive the sacraments at Easter, both in our parish and throughout the wider church. To know them and to support them with our prayers is a good thing during this Lenten time. They are, in a sense, right now on the journey of their life. They are about to do something that they will never do again, mainly received into the church at Easter. It's an important time in their lives, and it's an important time in the life of the church. It's like, the church is heavily expecting children, and we all rejoice with the church as these children arrive at Easter time. So please keep them in your prayers and in your thoughts and support them as you're able to. And as we approach the Easter season, may we be satisfied with the water and the food that only our Lord Jesus can give.